By Boy Scouts of America. Boy Scouts of America is one of the largest youth organizations in the United States, with more than 2.4 million youth members and nearly 1 million adult volunteers. Since its founding in 1910 as part of the International Scout Movement, more than 110 million Americans have been at some point members of the Boy Scouts of America. We belows.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. Here's your... Yeah. Go on. Go on, get. The next time you have a son who comes of age and is ripe for the Cub Scouts, well, use my promo code, 2BYOGI, and receive 20% off of an already great deal.
Line, the Ginza subway line, and the Hanzomon subway line. watch your step when you leave the train.
For those of you who are crying right now, you're not alone. I also miss the Yamanote. Let's resolve right now to get back there, before old One-Eye pits the petrified porcupine politely. Next, dead air. Next, Berserker.
Our love for you is ticking clock, Berserker. Would you like to suck my cock, Berserker?
That's beautiful, man.
This is The Armadillo by Edward Reeb, 1997. The Watchers of the Excretion of the Humans were two Siamese fighting fish. They devoured live bloodworms whole and longed to kill one another. But the humans had them in separate bowls, as they were known to the humans as betas. The human that they guarded named them Beta and VHS. VHS was adorned with the blues and greens of a dark and lustful realm of fish. Beta was adorned with the oranges and yellows of a spiteful, futile, ruthless guppy farm of the heavens. Alas, the non-existent duel ended in tragedy. The young human who kept them was a forgetful human. He often went days without giving them the sacred bloodworms that sustained their lives. They would resort to barbarian acts, such as the eating of their own feces. It was perhaps this act that Beta may have indulged in, resulting in his untimely death. Now the responsibilities of Beta were piled upon the back of VHS, along with his own. He could not handle it. What if he were asleep when the humans came in the room to excrete? What if they saw him shirking his duties and deprived him of his bloodworms? It must have been the stress that killed him. One fine day, the boy's mother called him from work. "How's VHS? Dead?" was the simple, straightforward summary of this tragic situation. The boy and his mother began to laugh hysterically. Now, may I draw your attention to the doorknob of the door to that bathroom? Look at the shiny brass. Look inside and tell me what you feel. What do you see? Let 2 years go by now. Now tell me what you see. An eager, young, voluptuous female armadillo raises her stump. Her paw was severed by abusive Algonquins. Good, yes, that is fairly accurate. I can't say how accurate, however, because this all comes from the distorted memory of that boy at age 18. What do you mean? The voluptuous female armadillo, with her stump still raised, asks. What do you mean, what do I mean? We are all figments of his imagination. He wrote us. Every word we say, everything about us. But how come you're so nondescript? Because the great Edward has not done a good character description of me. And besides, I am Edward. If you were reading this on the story itself, the true and dry form of everything you lesser characters know as reality, you'd notice that my dialogue is not in quotes. This is because I am the narrator, and therefore the author. But if we're all here, doesn't that mean we're all aspects of Edward?
Aren't you just a character which reflects the way that the great Edward was thinking when he wrote you?
Well, yes, but I'm writing this now, and therefore it's me now.
But after you write it, you'll grow and change, but this moment in time in our reality will stay the same.
Exactly. That is the miracle of his world, to be able to take a moment out of their lives and freeze it in time.
But if that's all we are, that's so... What does it all mean?
I don't understand. That's odd for me not to understand. I'm the author. No, wait!
Ah! Oh, God, I'm a secondary character now. I'm in quotes. You now speak with the voice of the great Edward.
Yes, I do. And I even have a character description. I am a sexy female armadillo.
Oh, that's what you are. Zed and I were trying to figure that out. What the hell you are, anyway,
spoke Bob out of turn.
Anyway, now that I wield the power of the author, you are all at my mercy. I command you all to kill yourselves. No! Cries the former narrator, and he shoves the dagger deep into his chest, and blood pours out of his mouth. Zed and Bob do the same. That's all of the characters mentioned, but everyone else in the room commits suicide too. Alas, I am alone. Peace and quiet. Wait, what's happening? I'm losing my power!
The voluptuous female armadillo suddenly changes into the form of Hoggle, the goblin guy from Labyrinth.
How could you be so cruel?
Hoggle cries. Because you abused my power, and now there's nowhere for this story to go. You've led me to a dead end, and now I must kill you.
Am I speaking directly to the great Edward?
Yes, you are. You see, you used to be me. Now you're a dead character. I've changed since I was you. You are now cursed to live only within this piece of paper and the recesses of my memory. One day you will find a new home, O armadillo. You will exist solely in the mind of my teacher, Miss Leidenthal, as I doubt that anyone else will read about you. Just remember, when you do exist in her head, if you ever wield the sword of her consciousness, don't abuse the power you will be given. Killing is bad.
Thank you all for Oonington. May Victor Hydrunkle Spackle. If when theory pung hangle. Hwa. Yow. Bong. Doing. Hwa. Yippee.
Good night.